And the Mighty Blythairs.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Blythairs. And a wonderful arrangement of This Little Light of Mine. On the Dove Song record label, You Can't Hurry God. Joe and Thomas. Sunday Records recording artists. Joe and Thomas. You Can't Hurry God. And This Little Light of Mine. Appropriate tunes for this evening to begin our program here on Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. We've got some more gospel requests for you this evening. Very excited about this. And we'll get right to it. The Great Fairfield Four, Alan Toronto of the message board, has requested this tune. And Alan of Toronto, I could not find the Fairfield Four song that you requested, so I'm playing this one. My apologies. Don't Let Nobody Turn You Around. It's what they'll be singing. By request, the Fairfield Four, here on Sinner's Crossroads, on WFMU.
Don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, just keep on galloping. Turn you round, don't you let nobody turn you round, don't you let nobody turn you round, just keep on the gallery.
Lord, my mother, she's gone and left me all in this world alone. Lord, I have no friend or relation, but I'm trying to make heaven my home.
Don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, you just keep on a gallery.
God knows I've been converted. God knows I'm not ashamed. Lord, my soul's been agonized, my Jesus, and the blood's done signed my
door. You let nobody turn you around. Oh, you let nobody turn you around. Oh, you let nobody turn you around. You just keep on the galloping. Turn you round, oh, you let nobody turn you round, oh, you let nobody turn you round, and just keep on the gallery.
Was singing a tune in a voice that was loud and clear. You know the crowd that stood around him, they were crying, I could plainly see, for the song that they sang was touching. They were singing, "Near, oh my God." Heavy burdens if all of our troubles to God we ought to bring. And if we're Christians, we ought not to be ashamed to lift our voices in my Jesus' name. We ought to be able, oh, to sing, "Nearer, nearer, my God." I wanna get nearer to thee. When I get lonely, I can sing, "Nearer, nearer, my God, to thee." And yes, I can. I just bow down and say, "Nearer and nearer, and well, oh, nearer, nearer, my God, to thee."
Our scripture tonight gives us the subject, "What's your brand?" Mm-hmm. What's your brand? Yes, we live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Mm-hmm. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Mm-hmm. Amen. Some folk like Ivory soap. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. While others like Zest soap. Yeah. You can say amen tonight. All right. Some folk like, amen, Camel cigarettes. Uh-huh. While other folk like Coos. Mm-hmm. What's your brand tonight? Yeah. Some folk like Maxwell House coffee. While other folk like Sanka coffee. Yeah. Oh, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like beech nut chewing gum. All right. While other folk like spearmint. Yeah. Everybody has a brand. All right. What's your brand tonight? Uh-huh. Amen.
Don't leave me.
Dr. Amos Waller, ending that set of Raucous Pentecostal Gospel Requests on Sinner's Crossroads, the WFMU show that you are tuned to. Reverend Amos Waller on the Waller's Echo record label, Holy Ghost Rock, Silent Kid of the Message Board, requested that song. A fine choice there, sir. We started that set of gospel requests sent in on postcards from all across the country. Fairfield 4, Don't Let Nobody Turn You Around, was requested by Alan from Toronto. We heard the Soul Stirrers, of course, Nearer to Thee. Cabbage, Brother Cabbage from the message board requested that one. We usually don't back announce the drop-ins, but the Reverend Raymond Williams, What's Your Brand sermon, requested by the Mighty Jinx. Yes. Original True Light Baptist Church, Congregation of, and Easter Rock in Winsboro, Louisiana. Recorded by Chris Brown, Brother Chris Brown, just about a year ago at their Easter service, April 20th, 2019. Lixiviated Life from the message board by request. Thank you. I hope I pronounced that right. Let me know. We heard from Bishop Perry Tillis, Samson, Alabama. Brother Jerry Sims requesting Bishop Perry Tillis, I Found a Solid Rock in Jesus, recorded by Steve Grauberger in 1995. And appearing on the Music from the Wiregrass CD on the Alabama Traditions record label. And we ended that set with Dr. Amos Waller. Holy Ghost Rock. We like the rock. Solid as a rock. As is WFMU, the wonderful radio station you are tuned to. This is Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. If you have any questions or comments, requests, be reached by email at sinner@wfmu.org. We say that every week. We're at the bottom of the hour. starting to roll that old stone back up to the top of the hour. Center, WFMU.org. Yes, indeed. Uncle Michael, he of the Hinky Dinky Time radio program on the Give the Drummer stream from 12 to 3 every Friday. The thoughtful, kind, empathetic Uncle Michael. And a great request. We'll start the next set here. The Dixie Hummingbirds working with Paul Simon in the early 70s. Ira Tucker, especially. Paul Simon, a big gospel fan. And this is the Dixie Hummingbirds, Love Me Like a Rock. And it's a wonderful version. You did good, Uncle Michael. By request, the Dixie Hummingbirds here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
When I was a little boy, and the devil would call my name,
when I was just a boy,
I'd say,
share one more time, Lord, show. and brothers, they don't like me. Oh no. Somebody to help me more one time. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm getting ready to leave you alone now. And again, we want to remind you that these 15 minutes of gospel music have been brought to you through the courtesy of your friends and mine at the Lightning Auto Parts and Car Service, located in the Flatwood, Alabama area. Give them a call at 269-5813. That's 269-5813. And also John Henry Contractors for all your painting, sheetrocking, paneling, roofing, or any odd even job around the household. You want some renovations done, you can certainly call John Henry Contractors. They're the qualified men with qualified service, and of course, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Give them a call at 265-2136. Jot that number down. That number once again is 265-2136. Be sure to be listening again on next Sunday morning when once again the spiritual voices of Whitehall, Alabama will come your way right here over the airways of All Gospel WZTN from 9:30 until 9:45. And now, until next Sunday, bidding you a very pleasant good morning from the spiritual voices.
Your pathway brighter.
You bless your soul.
And you never fall.
The great Sensational Nightingales, of course, I want to go where my Jesus is. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, gospel broadcast on WFMU. And we have reached the top of our hour. Just enough time to tell you, Uncle Michael's gospel request, Dixie Hummingbirds, Love Me Like a Rock, started that set. We are from Jimmy L. Smiley, and I'm going to see King Jesus. The Gospel Chords, Wake Me, Shake Me. All right. The Maryland All-Stars and Rest at Last. We will have rest at last. Sensational Florida Robbins was singing about Let Your Holy Power Fall on Me. We need all that. We do indeed. The Great Michigan Nightingales and their funky Reach a Little Higher. I had to hear a little bit of that today. And we ended the set there with Sensational Nightingales. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads, gospel broadcast here on the amazing, wonderful WFMU. Glad to be a part of this service. We have one more request. Brother Michael Cook in Ithaca, New York, one of the original Sinner's Crossroads deacons and fellow travelers, has requested, send down your Holy Ghost power, your cleansing power. Great song from the Gospel Ambassadors that we will go out with. Stay tuned to WFMU, brothers and sisters. Now more than ever. Keep the faith. My name is Kevin Nutt. We'll see you next week.
Oh! Thank you, Brother Kevin. Your radio dial is set to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org, serving Simien Valley, West Bonobo, Bananaville, Tennessee, Kokomo County, the Isle of Capuchin, and Greater Ape City, some here and there down the Forbidden Zone. Up next, Brooklyn Dave. Brooklyn! No! Wait, hold on!
Can't hardly stand it. That's a cramps. I can't hardly stand it at all. Ooh, yeah. Before that, the Dixie Cups. Gee, baby G. You're gonna make me lonesome, gee, baby G, when you go. Bob Dylan. Yeah. Yeah, who's gonna do before that? Sorry, somehow. Lo siento. Before that, rockabilly hits. Ooh, yeah. What was the name of that sucker anyway? Rod Deal, of course. Junior Thompson. Herb Peterson started us off the album Lonesome Feeling. We heard Last Thing on My Mind. Ooh, and you know the last thing on my mind is trying to concentrate and sit here and spin records. It's hard to believe that about 6 hours ago I was slamming and getting bruised at a Ramones concert in Brooklyn. At L'Amour's, the rock capital of Brooklyn. Ooh, what a strange place. Yeah, these heavy metal people, they're an interesting breed. Very interesting. So Brooklyn Dave is here. He's a little bloody. But, hey, it was fun. We're gonna have some type of fun today, that's right. But I know the big question that's on everybody's mind right now is not only, hey, is it gonna rain, but is it gonna rain out the WPKN softball game at 2:15? Now, just what's the story here? As soon as some droplets start falling outside, somebody give a call here, 576-4895, and let's just see what's going on here. Let's just see. I mean, man, we're gonna be UBC anyway. I mean, we could beat them indoors at ping pong, you know? But what the hey, you know, if it rains or it doesn't rain, let's just be competitive, yeah. I'm talking about the Big Apple. Look, folks, I mean, this is pretty obvious, but I'm just gonna say it anyhow because we're expecting like a couple of million yahoos coming down to New York City next week. Stay home. And the Statue of Liberty's gonna be there a long, long time. She's just been hanging out, waiting, and you don't want to go down there. As a matter of fact, I wish I could just get out of the city, but there's not going to be any way that I'm going to be moving. No way. You know, they're shutting down the bottom half of Manhattan, both the FDR Drive and the West Side Highway and all the bridges and everything. And get this. The Big Ronnie, Mr. Regan, he's going to be unveiling the statue via laser. Now, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, what's Bonzo gonna do to us now, you know? Oh, Lord. Did anybody see the post a few days ago with the pseudo full-color picture on the front from that wasted-out, burnout Peter Max? Ooh, am I depressing people? No, I mean, you know, Liberty's great and everything. But you open up the page. Okay, I bought it, you know, because I was like, huh. Yeah, 35 cents and all this too, huh? And I open it up, and what do I see on page 3 but the biggest, ugliest picture of Bob Hope I've ever seen. I mean, And it says, "Why I Love the Lady," and he's Bob, you could just, you could just shine my shoes, Hope. And he's like, "Yeah, I've known the Statue of Liberty since she was a teenager. Yeah. Where's Brooke Shields?" I mean, and the guy doesn't even look happy. He looks really kind of scared. Maybe the flashbulbs are doing something bad to him this year. And okay, yeah, and get this. And they're having a multimedia celebrations. And Frank Sinatra just underwent, he just had these things removed from his colon, these little cancerous polyps, okay? I mean, it's not a funny subject or anything. It's really similar to what Ronnie had. But he's going to be there. He's going to be singing. I mean, okay, look, you know, why don't you recuperate, Frankie? It's okay. We know you're patriotic. Just, you know, regale us with some songs some other time, you know? I mean, what are you, nuts or something? Jeez. Okay, so this is what else they're having. They're having a big, big pseudo-concert over at the Meadowlands. The outdoors one, you know, the one where they could fit about 6 million people. And they're going to, and I saw an ad for it, and they're going to have waterfalls, fireworks, marching bands. It said that they got figures, man. They got numbers. They got 5,000 jugglers, okay? 10,000 singers. Man, they got Sandy Duncan. We're talking a class act here. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Everybody. They got him, okay? But this is the part that really, that I really dug, actually. They're listing numbers. Lots of numbers. They're like, okay, yeah, we got, 40,000 football players. We got, everybody from every stratus and walk of life. We've got 5 homeless people. We're going to be showing everybody. And right underneath all this rigmarole down there, it says 200 Elvis impersonators. Ahoo. Ahoo. Yeah. So, anyhow, get your tickets. I'm there. No, but really, folks, just stay away. Listen, I've spent some 4th of Julys in Bridgeport. It's not that bad. Hang out. It's like, don't they got, they got a parade or something, right? That could be lots of fun. Okay, look, you're tuned to WPKN in Bridgeport. I want you to keep listening. My name was and still is Brooklyn Dave. I'm going to be spinning you the tunes, the wax, until about 3 o'clock or so. Really good concert going on tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Well, no, tomorrow during the day. Jeez, what? They're not going to have an outdoor concert at night around here, man. People would get lost. Listen, where? If I can read this, I'm looking far away. Okay, the Woodbury Ski and Racket Area. So just leave your skis and rackets at home, because this is what we got. We got the Fugs. That's right, the original Fugs, featuring Ed Sanders and Tuli Cooperberg, along with Beat Rodeo, Miracle Legion, and the Reducers. That's tomorrow. Here is even better news. I got a couple of tickets to give away to that sucker. Probably about an hour or something like that, okay? We'll try to think of something fun to do. Okay, so you stay tuned for that. And keep looking up. Keep looking up. See if Mr. Rain is coming around. This is the Velvet Underground. There. Hey, Mr. Rain. Kind of Dylan-esque, but what the hell, right? How can you go wrong?
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
Doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly.